toxic blooms and artificial intelligence. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. We're getting to the time of year when people will be testing lakes for toxic blooms of cyanobacteria. Jason DeGlint wants to speed up that testing process. Right now, he says it can take at least a few days.
The normal procedure is they take a water sample and they have to ship it to a certified lab. Then a highly trained professional will sit down at a microscope and they'll manually identify and count these different organisms.
DeGlint is getting his PhD from the University of Waterloo. We reached him on Skype. He and his colleagues have built a prototype of a custom microscope system. They're teaching a computer to quickly identify algae and cyanobacteria.
We're teaching it what these look like so that when it now sees one that it's never seen before, it can now identify it.
DeGlint says the goal is to be able to read a water sample within minutes. He says the prototype will take another year to finish. The next step is to test the computer against human experts in the lab. This is the Environment Report. A majority of Americans say the federal government isn't doing enough to protect air and water quality. That's the latest from a National Pew Research Center survey. Brian Kennedy is one of the authors of the report, and he joins me now. You found 69% of Americans think the government isn't doing enough to safeguard water quality. 64% say the government's not doing enough to protect air quality. But you also asked people whether it's possible to cut back on regulations and still protect air and water. What did you find there?
Yeah, so on that question, we found a closer division. So 52% of Americans said it is possible versus 48% said it's not possible to cut back on regulations while effectively protecting air and water quality. And on this question, we found a pretty wide political divide. So most Republicans said it is possible, while a majority of Democrats said it is not possible.
And in this survey, two-thirds of Americans said the government is doing too little to reduce the effects of climate change. But there, too, maybe not surprisingly, you saw political divides.
Yeah, on that question, we saw pretty wide political divides between Republicans and Democrats, with Democrats being far more likely to say the federal government is doing too little to reduce the effects of climate change.
But there was wide bipartisan support for more renewable energy.
Majorities of both Republicans and Democrats said they supported expanding solar panel farms or wind turbine facilities. But when it came to fossil fuel sources like offshore drilling or coal mining, we saw a far greater divide between Republicans and Democrats.
And one of the things that stood out to me is that you found differences within Republican respondents depending on their age when you asked about whether we should increase our use of fossil fuels. What did you see there?
Yes. So when it came to fossil fuels, there were pretty wide generational divides, with boomers being far more likely than millennial Republicans to say that we should expand these sources of energy. So, for example, when it comes to coal mining, 71% of Republicans who are in the boomer generation or older said that we should expand coal mining. This compared to 43% of millennial Republicans. It is worth pointing out, though, that Democrats across the board were unlikely to say they favor expanding coal mining. Only about 1 in 5 Democrats said this.
And in your survey, what did you find that Americans think about reducing reliance on foreign energy sources?
Yes. So on that question, we found a majority of Americans say that that should be a top priority, and that reducing dependence on foreign energy sources is particularly likely to be a top priority for Republicans. 80% of Republicans in the survey said that. 61% of Democrats said that reducing dependence on foreign energy sources should be a top priority for America's energy policies.
Brian Kennedy is with the Pew Research Center. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.